I'll see it carried into your room, she said, and bustled out. She treats me like a visitor, thought I. I little expected such a reception. I anticipated only coldness and stiffness. This is not like what I have heard of the treatment of governesses, but I must not exult too soon. She returned. With her own hands, cleared her knitting apparatus and a book or two from the table to make room for the tray which Leia now brought, and then herself handed me the refreshments. I felt rather confused at being the object of more attention than I had ever before received, and that, too, shown by my employer and superior. But as she did not herself seem to consider she was doing anything out of her place, I thought it better to take her civilities quietly. "Shall I have the pleasure of seeing Miss Fairfax tonight?" I asked when I had partaken of what she offered me. "What did you say, my dear? I'm a little deaf," returned the good lady, approaching her ear to my mouth. I repeated the question more distinctly. "Miss Fairfax? Oh, you mean Miss Varon. Varon is the name of your future pupil." "Indeed. Then she's not your daughter?"
"No, I have no family."
I should have followed up my first inquiry by asking in what way Miss Varon was connected with her, but I recollected it was not polite to ask too many questions. Besides, I was sure to hear in time. "I'm so glad," she continued as she sat down opposite to me and took the cat on her knee. "I'm so glad you are come. It will be quite pleasant living here now with a companion. To be sure, it is pleasant at any time, for Thornfield is a fine old hall, rather neglected of late years, perhaps, but still it is a respectable place. Yet you know in winter time one feels dreary quite alone in the best quarters. I say alone. Leia's a nice girl, to be sure, and John and his wife are very decent people, but then you see they are only servants, and one can't converse with them on terms of equality. One must keep them at due distance for fear of losing one's authority. I'm sure last winter it was a very severe one, if you recollect, and when it did not snow, it rained and blew. Not a creature but the butcher and postman came to the house from November till February, and I really got quite melancholy with sitting night after night alone. I had Leia in to read to me sometimes, but I don't think the poor girl liked the task much. She felt it confining. In spring and summer one got on better. Sunshine and long days make such a difference, and then, just at the commencement of this autumn, little Adela Varon came, and her nurse. A child makes a house alive all at once, and now you are here, I shall be quite gay.